Make some notes fast.
I have continued to make notes.
I want to get this sucking meeting out of the way.
Note number six. Amanda, lighten up.
Okay. I think you should grovel to Amanda. I think you should pray to her right now and just say, please.
She's going to like my notes.
Let us have it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'll be ready if she wants to do it.
Wheel of Questions is brought to you by friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, you can bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All the questions on the wheel are mine today. Laura, let's give it a spin. Okay, we've had variations of this question before, but we've been doing Wheel of Questions for a long time, so they're bound to overlap at some point, sure. And our opinions change and all that stuff. So, very simple question. Would you rather be mega rich and anonymous, nobody knows who you are, or mega famous and make just kind of an ordinary living, enough to get by,
all right,
but
this
not
is,
rich?
This breaks down on Mason and Ireland lines more than any question maybe ever. I could not be more in camp A, rich and anonymous, and you could not be more in camp B, famous. Fame is more important to you and money is more important to me, which is not very endearing for either one of us, but wouldn't you say that's true? I want money, you want fame?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking there are certain jobs that I would, like, totally, totally covet. Like, let's say Robin Roberts called me and said, you know what, we need somebody like Steve Mason on Good Morning America. I'd be like,
you would take George Snuggleupagus' place?
And I would work for the minimum. I would work for the bare minimum.
Because you'd be famous.
And it's a cool job, right? And it's a cool job. So, yeah, no, I am a big – I do like the fame aspect of things. It's fun. I had my moments where I almost broke through. There were, like, a couple of moments where I was, like, I was almost – I almost got the hosting job on Talk Soup. I almost got the later job to replace Greg Kinnear. Like, there were moments where I almost had it, but I don't think I'm going to hit gigantic anymore. But, yeah, fame – fame is cool. I like having notoriety like we have now. I don't think we have fame, but notoriety is cool. I would choose fame.
Every ounce of notoriety for every dollar I could make off of it. Like, I'd love to be like,
Jeff Bezos had his birthday yesterday. He turned 56, which is my age. He's worth $188 billion.
He's a little famous though. I'd like to be number two at Amazon. I'd like to, like, what's that guy worth? And nobody knows who it is, right?
True. Nobody knows.
Like, who's behind Bill Gates at Microsoft? I'd like to be that guy.
What about Steve Wozniak for Apple? He made a ton of money.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even want anybody to know my name. I'd just want to be, like, filthy rich.
Yeah.
Bergman, what would you pick?
So I think I've always wanted to have a little bit of fame in my life that I don't ever and will never have. But as I've gotten older and I've lived in this apartment for
so long.
Take
the money, man.
I am taking the money and I am running and I'm living in a house with a car and a backyard and a pool. And
exactly.
Yeah, give me the money every day of the week.
Yeah, I think money is excellent. It's a great thing to have laying around. But we are among the lucky, I was doing a meditation today. I'm like, boy, we're like among the lucky people, Ireland, you and me.
Yeah.
But Bergman, I totally get that. Laura, what about you? Rich or famous?
Oh, rich. I've always said I wanted Ryan Seacrest's money without Ryan Seacrest's fame.
Yeah,
that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good example.
Or like, remember Mace, Rick Dees used to make a ton of money.
Oh my God, so much money.
And he had remember when he recorded Disco Duck? He was famous like for about 2 years, but then he just kind of glided into it, you know, and had enough money to take care of the rest of his life. But I would,
He's worth $50 million, by the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would like that.
Would you want to be Rick Astley, where you have that number one hit that's still playing now and people still know who you are now, but it's only for that one thing.
Yeah, but you've become kind of a joke at that point.
Right.
I like Rick Astley. What are you talking about?
Well, come on. He's got
never gonna
one
give,
song.
Never gonna give you up. Yeah. And I like
But I mean, he's a joke. He's a punchline.
Yeah, it's a practical joke. You got Rickrolled is for him.
Yeah, but
like I interviewed Neil Armstrong years and years ago, and Neil Armstrong, I said, you know, so what's it like now that you've actually been on the moon? He said, you know what, it's really hard to have your greatest moment when you're whatever it was, 28 years old or 31 years old or whatever that is, because where do you go from the moon? It's like you're everything else is less. It's like if you're Rick Astley, there was a minute there, and regrettably, I went to a Rick Astley concert where he was a gigantic deal, and now he's the guy that's sort of the punchline to things. I think it's harder to be a used-to-be. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say, I don't like the word has been. I think that's a mean term, but I used to be.
But a guy
I think
like,
it's a really hard thing to be.
Like when I was working in Beaumont, Texas.
Yep.
Rick Astley came through there.
Yeah.
Okay. Like and did a concert. It was a little bit after his fame. And it was like the biggest deal in town. I think he could still play small venues. And like I remember I did a TV live shot with him and it was like the biggest deal ever. And even though he wasn't famous, I mean, he was famous enough to like in a small town, he was a really big deal, right? Like these guys could all go play smaller venues now, couldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, who's really going to a Rick Astley concert? Maybe if you were.
I'd go.
No.
No.
Yeah, now I would go now. Absolutely, I would go now.
Why would you go?
Greg, I would too.
Because he named the other Rick Astley song.
Strong Man.
Okay, there you go. That one that I don't know. But it's fine.
You still go to see anybody? Like, to me, a concert, I go to, like, 5 or 6 concerts a year, and they're going to be, like, really good ones. Mm-hmm. I don't go to concerts for somebody like Rick Astley. It's, like, a novelty. I mean, God bless Rick Astley. I hope he's doing well. You know, I've been Rickrolled like everybody else in the world. and good for him. I hope he made a bunch of money off that one song. But I think it would – there's no way I would go see a Rick Astley concert.
If he played at Crypto.com Center – Arena, I would absolutely go.
But Greg, he wouldn't play there. He would play across the street. He would play.
Sure.
He would play at what's it called now? The Microsoft Theater.
Yeah, Microsoft.
He would not. He would be at the Nobu, the little tiny one.
The Nokia. What's it called?
What used to be the Nokia.
I think he'd sell out.
Oh my God,
he'd sell out.
He would be like the act at the in the bar that's playing while everybody's having drinks and dinner.
I don't know, Mace. You can take one hit song and write it for a long time. Think about it. I bet you Dexy's Midnight Runners are playing some bar in San Bernardino next weekend.
Well, you know, one of our regular listeners is, and I can't remember his name now, but he tweets us, is a member of the Knack. And he pointed out the Knack had more hits than just, you know, they had Good Girls Don't and they had My Sharona and they had a couple of big albums. And
right.
They're still out there playing. But I think Rick Astley's not in that category.
Well, I met Fee Waybill. You remember him? The lead singer of the Tubes. We used to work
the
out
Tubes!
At We used to work out at the same gym. And I actually became friends with him, and he actually played one of Bob Kuntz's private parties. And, you know, and those guys, the Tubes haven't had a hit. You know, remember Talk to You Later?
Yeah,
the big. You don't remember Talk to Laura, pull up Talk to You Later by the Tubes. It was a monster hit, and Fee played that for... I 25 years made money off that. If you get one big hit song, like Katrina and the Waves are somewhere, right?
Yeah, I actually...
Singing Walking on Sunshine
100%
somewhere?
True story. A record exec, when I was a program director in Ohio, a record exec said, you've got to meet this... And this was long before I came out and all that. Nobody knew I was gay. And the record exec said, you've really got to meet Katrina. She's single.
Hey,
it's like ridiculous.
You could have been Mr. Katrina in the Waves.
Yeah, I could have joined her in obscurity because I don't think Katrina in the Waves is anywhere anymore.
I got huge.
Okay,
news.
So this is talk
huge,
to you.
Huge news.
Hold on, this is talk
Go
to
ahead.
You later before your huge news. You guys don't remember this song?
Nope.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh man, this was.
God bless Fee Waybill, which is a great name. God bless Fee Waybill. I hope he's doing great.
He's a great guy. I hope he's still sure alive and kicking. He's a great guy.
Yeah. All right, so what's the news, Bergman?
So, John, you have to be ready. May 27th, 2022. It's a Friday. New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block, Salt-N-Pepa, En Vogue, and Rick Astley will be playing at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, California.
I'm in.
Get out of here. So, okay, tell me the acts again.
The
New Kids.
Acts are good.
New Kids on the Block, Salt-N-Pepa, En Vogue, and Rick Astley will be at Crypto.com Arena.
So, Mace, this is gonna test your knowledge.
Yep.
I think I can name all of the New Kids on the Block. Can you?
Ooh.
Get out of here. No, you can't.
I think I can.
Mace, we've
had one of them. We've had one of them on the show.
Is that Donnie Wahlberg?
Yes. Remember, Donnie
was
so great.
Okay, he
was
a new kid. Yeah.
Right. And then there are two brothers. Do you remember the brothers?
No.
The brothers were Jonathan and Jordan Knight.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. The youngest guy who kind of came out of the band as like the heartthrob was a guy named Joey McIntyre.
Yep.
But I don't know if I can get the fifth one.
Come on, you got this.
Do you know it, Laura?
I love them.
Okay, Laura, this is all I can remember.
Okay.
I think his name was Danny.
Yes. Yes.
What's his last name?
Wood.
Danny Wood. Okay, yes. So that's pretty good, Mace. I got 4.5.
So why do you know this?
I told you.
Were you like a big fan of boy bands?
Yeah, my music library. Now, I even liked NSYNC more than I liked New Kids. Can you name all the members of the NSYNC band? Yeah, I bet you can do this.
Well, Justin Timberlake, right?
Right.
Thing.
After that, no.
No. Come on,
well,
Mace.
You know, there's one guy who became very famous for coming
out. The guy, he came out as gay. And
right.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass. Okay, then there was the guy who was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, played one of Nia Vardalos' brothers.
Joey Fatone.
Correct. Then there was the guy who Chris Kirkpatrick, who did all the stuff with, he ran with Timberlake. They wrote a lot of songs together.
And wait a minute. And J.C. Chazez?
Right, who dated Eva Longoria.
By the way, Laura is whispering all the names into my ear.
Yeah.
No.
Just say it on the air.
Now, the one I would have the biggest trouble with would be the Backstreet Boys.
Now, the Backstreet Boys are actually in my current workout mix.
The biggest name in the Backstreet Boys was Nick Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a guy named AJ.
Yep.
And there was a guy named Kevin.
Yep.
But I don't know the other two. Do you know the other two, Laura?
Howie and Brian.
Okay. So
yeah,
in my music library, all those bands.
Backstreet 98 Degrees?
Yeah, I got some 98 Degrees. That was Nick Lachey's band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've got two Backstreet Boys in my workout mix right now. I Want It That Way and As Long As You Love Me.
Those are both great songs.
Yep.
Yeah, both great songs.
Hey, Ireland, can you do the Spice Girls now?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, I can do those.
Posh. There was Baby Spice.
Mm-hmm. Sporty.
Scary Spice.
Scary.
Was there a Sporty Spice?
Yeah, Sporty Spice.
Yep.
She would always like kick.
Which one
like
was
she'd do athletic things?
Which one was Mel B? Was she Sporty?
She was. Mel B was Baby Spice.
I think she was Scary Spice. I think Mel B was Scary Spice.
You're right. Mel B was Scary Spice. Yeah.
There was Baby. Well, Jerry Halliwell, the redhead, was Ginger Spice.
Ginger, oh, there you go. So,
right.
Posh Baby, Ginger, Scary, and Sporty.
There it is.
Nicely done. I'm impressed.
I got dragged to a Spice Girls concert.
I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
Yes. I love the Spice Girls.
I have that one song. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want, what you want.
Yeah,
now.
What you really want.
Tell
exactly.
me what you want, what you really
want. All right, coming up next, this is, first of all, 2:30, we are anticipating Laura Rutledge from ESPN joining us. Her baby went 14-3 picking college football bowl games this year. Coming up next, we will hear from Jorge, who's down with COVID. He left a couple of voice messages. Plus, Bart Scott has recommended that Josh Allen try something very unusual for a cold weather playoff.
Well, Bart Scott would know. He used to play linebacker for the Jets.
Exactly. So we'll do that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get Rick on the show. Where is he?
Listen to
What's
this.
He doing this is, with his life now?
This is quality tunes, man. Come on.
Probably working a 9-to-5. He's probably driving for Uber.
Coldplay brought him out for a concert last year.
Sometimes you're going to get your Instacart, and it's going to be Rick Astley that shows up.
No, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. So Jorge, who is, and we love having Lara here. Lara does a fantastic job. We're thrilled to have her. We're lucky to have her, and we love her. Jorge's our guy, right?
I texted with Jorge right before the show.
Yeah, I texted with him last night, and he's coming around. He's got COVID, but he left Bergman a couple of voice messages, and you can actually hear, how he is feeling. He's still down a little bit. It's been like day three. But here he is a little bit what he left for Bergman.
Test, test, test. My voice is getting deeper. Finally, I'm developing a radio voice, Bergman.
I like how he didn't say Bergman correctly. I'm just saying.
And here's one more from Jorge.
This message will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1. And Brenda screwed it up by coughing in the background.
He does have a little bass there to his voice all of a sudden.
Yeah, COVID's no joke, man. If you've got it, lay low, drink more fluid than you think you need, and you'll get through it. I quarantined for 10 days. Not fun, but you'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bart Scott, Josh Allen apparently he's got a terrible record playing in the cold, despite the fact that he plays in Buffalo.
And he's from Wyoming.
You would think he would deal well with the cold. So Bart Scott, who is an ESPN analyst covering the NFL and was on Get Up this morning, he has some advice for Josh Allen and anybody else that's playing out in cold weather.
Issue with Josh Allen over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that. But you played, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Mace, you know what my response is to that?
What?
Two words. And I'm dead serious, okay?
Yeah.
Two words. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Although those pants are so tight.
On who?
On NFL players.
Well, you could just wear bigger pants.
Looser fitting pants for Josh Allen?
Yeah. I mean, football pants have belts.
I mean, are they going to be in shotgun for the entire game?
Oh!
and most,
I'll tell you what, he's got to go really hard in this game.
Yeah, a lot of guys wear that play football wear cups.
Stiff competition.
Wear athletic cups.
Stiff competition.
I think Josh Allen should do it.
Yeah.
Oh. Feel bad for the center.
My God.
Oh yeah. Didn't think about that. That's
good. Bergman, do you have any more puns?
I'm sure I can think of some more if you'd like.
I had some, but I was like, they're not people.
Have you ever tried it, Ireland? Be honest.
No, but I
not
would.
Not for fun?
I would for fun. Do you have any?
You can get
I have a farm tech friend.
All you got to do is totally go to that Hims site. They're now selling this stuff. I mean, you have a pretend doctor's appointment, and they send you free Viagra. Not
Mace, we're not getting any younger. One day we might have to use it. I'll try it. Hell yeah. Give it.
I don't even know. I tried it. It's fun.
Okay. What's fun about it?
Go all night.
Yeah, I'm in. You get me some, Laura. I'll try it.
All right. I'll make some calls.
Yeah, make some calls. Bergman, you ever try it?
Not Viagra, but other things because it's fun.
What other things?
There's other ways. There's other pills.
What? Like what? Okay, so
really?
What pills? Yeah.
Does well, Cialis you go to a store? Thing?
Oh, so. You're talking about like the ones at the sex shop?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the ones at the stores.
Those don't work.
Those are fake.
Oh, they absolutely work.
Oh, if they, anything that says herbal, I'm like, yeah.
It's in your head. It's totally in your head. That's prophylactic or whatever.
Whatever it is.
They don't work.
Okay.
Are you playing right now from Sammy Hagar?
Yeah.
That is an excellent musical choice right there.
You're welcome.
But I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Was this Sammy before Van Halen or after? This was Sammy solo, right?
Yeah, this was Sammy solo. First rock concert I ever went to was the headliner was Boston. This probably would have been, God.
Boston had maybe the greatest debut album of all time.
Yeah, they had like Don't Look Back and all those songs.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And then Sammy Hagar opened. That's my first rock concert. I was in like the seventh row. It's fantastic. I was probably like 12 years old, maybe.
Your mom let you go to a Sammy Hagar concert when you were 12?
Well, here's what happened. So we go to this record store. By the way, it's all my stories are real today. Ireland is going to tell a lie.
Yeah, I'm going to tell a lie.
I've told some really weird stories, but they're 100% true. And if you want Laker tickets, pay attention to everything Ireland says. 3:30, get a chance to win if you can identify the lie. So I'm a little kid. I'm like 12 years old, and at the record store, I think it was called Boogie Records. The local radio station had a contest, and if your name got drawn, you would win a trip to Boston and a pair of tickets to see Boston in concert. So I filled out the thing. I ended up winning. My parents took the trip to Boston, which pissed me off, and I still do not forgive them because I wanted to go to Boston. I got the tickets to see the concert.
But who'd you go with?
I went with this guy up the street who drove a what's
your parents let you go to a rock concert with a guy up the street in a Camaro when you were 12?
Yes.
Great parenting right there.
That is bad parenting from top to bottom. Donna, jeez. I mean,
he had a Camaro.
Did you get stoned at the concert?
No. That was pre.
When I was 12, my mom would let me ride a skateboard. That was about it. I didn't go to my first concert till I was 18.
What'd you see?
The Who at the L.A. Sports Arena.
Can't go wrong there.
And they were great. We had really bad seats, but they were great.
What and about
I got
you, Bergman?
I got first, a contact high.
First concert.
First concert I went to was The Living End and Offspring.
I've never even heard of either one of those bands.
Offspring. You've never heard of The Offspring?
No, what's their big hit?
Oh, their big hit. Laura, can you try and find some Offspring in the system?
By the way, thank
like
you.
White Boy.
Thank you, Verdon Music Group. Right now is by Van Halen. So
oh, it is by Van Halen.
It was after
okay.
Sammy joined Van Halen.
Offspring's like a hard rock band, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Living End had like one song, but that was the first one. And it was
what
at
was that,
the
like
90?
They probably like 97, 90.
Ooh, that sounds about right. It was 90. Definitely in the 90s, and it was at the Forum. And it was a really good concert.
Yeah, late 90s. What about you, Laura?
Yeah, this is Offspring.
Yeah, that's Offspring, yeah.
So my parents used to love going to concerts, so we used to go to a lot of, like, Spanish concerts, but my first by myself was a Wango Tango here in L.A.
Oh, you went to Wango Tango?
Well, and those were
yeah.
great because they had did tons of bands.
You got everybody.
Yeah,
got everybody.
They had a – I remember they had Maroon 5. They did one song. That was the only song because that's the only song they had. And they're like, oh, this is an L.A. band, whatever. And I'm like – I got to see them before anybody knew who they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, before anybody really mm-hmm. knew. Yeah, yep. Now Adam Levine, huge deal. All right, coming up next, we don't know. We think Laura Rutledge is going to call him, which is exciting. We'll talk about the wild card weekend, plus her baby, who's able to pick football games, went 14-3 in bowl games this year. I think we got that coming up. And then we got jump ball. And don't forget lie of the day. Chance to win Lakers Jazz tickets for Monday night at Crypto.com Arena if you can identify what Ireland lies about today.
Yeah.
I've got nothing on my notes so far.
I'm still making notes for the meeting with Amanda meeting. That may or may not happen.
Yeah. All right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
There we go.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do, as long as you love
me. Oh, you're just ruining it with your horrible sing-along there.
Yeah, that song's in my workout mix right now. It's not really a very good workout song. I always have a workout mix going. Add to it, subtract to it. Please let us know if Laura Rutledge calls at any moment.
Are you just reading your texts out loud now?
Yeah, why? It started off with Laura. It says Laura.
I tweeted a lot in the last 24 hours. And so somebody pointed out that I think you have just taken your texts and started to put them on Twitter. And I think that's probably true.
That sounds like something you would do.
Instead of texting you guys, I'm just putting it on Twitter. So a lot of stuff. You can get sucked into a Twitter hole really easy when you try to respond to everybody.
So, do you respond to people? I didn't know you actually responded to people.
Yeah, I try to respond to people. Oh, yesterday. Actually, this is a good – there's a movement, John, for Rich Eisen to be the host of the Oscars this year.
Is he like taking it seriously?
He is. He's taking it seriously. Yeah.
He could do it.
Well, I mean, Rich is, first of all, we could use a little, we could use like a regular guy on there, right? As opposed to, you know, somebody would write him great lines. He'd be pretty straightforward. He'd be more like Carson than anybody.
All right, if they left it up to you,
yep.
They say, Steve Mason, you're picking the host of the Oscars.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Tom Holland, star of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, not funny enough for me.
You know what? The movie has done $600 trillion at this point. Everybody loves the kid. If you see the Spider-Man movies, he's actually very funny. You write the right stuff for him, that kid's great. I think Tom Holland, that movie should be nominated for Best Picture because it's a great, great movie. But
so
Tom
what about,
Holland would be my choice.
What about Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso with Brett Goldstein as Roy Kent?
Love it. Although
Jason Sudeikis would be an excellent choice.
Although that's a TV show, and this is the Oscars.
Well, that's why they're not going to get nominated. So,
but Johnny Carson was like the best host the Oscars ever had, and he was a TV host. So that's good. Chris Rock did it. I'd still love to see him do it again. I think that'd be fun. Do you think Larry David would even consider it?
Gosh.
No, I don't. I think you just make fun of it the whole time.
It's too establishment.
But what would be great is, can you imagine Larry David hosts the Oscars and Susie Essman's in the audience heckling him?
Oh, fantastic.
Or J.B. Smoove comes out and asks if he can, you know, borrow something. It would be great.
I'm a big Ricky Gervais guy. I mean, Ricky Gervais would just eviscerate that room.
Right, but he was the Golden Globes guy forever and ever, right?
Yeah, but there is no more Golden Globes.
Believe it or not, they actually had the Golden Globes last weekend.
Oh, really?
But nobody was there, and it wasn't televised.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they mean anything because they had all those diversity issues and all that stuff. I mean, they didn't put them on TV. They didn't even stream them, from my understanding.
Yeah, very weird.
I don't think they matter anymore.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't talked about this. You know, David Culley, the coach of the Texans, got fired today.
Yes.
Why? What did he do?
He's only had 1 year. How much of a turnaround do you need? He had no quarterback.
Right.
He had no Deshaun Watson. He's playing with some guy named Davis Mills at one point, if I'm remembering right. I mean, how do you expect that guy to have a shot to win with no quarterback in 1 year?
Yeah, it just seems weird. He's going to get $17 million over the next 3 years for taking the job. So it's not the worst deal in the world for him, but still, it seems very unfair. And by the way, I'm thinking out loud here, so I could be dead wrong.
Okay.
Is it possible Mike Tomlin is now the only black head coach in the NFL? if Cully was fired, if Brian Flores was fired. I can't think of another one. Can you?
No, I cannot.
So a league
there's
that,
still Ron Rivera, who's an elite a minority
that's 80%
Latino.
Black. They have one black head coach. It seems
Robert
weird.
Sala is Lebanese,
right?
So there is some diversity, but you're right. I don't know if there's an African American coach besides Mike Tomlin.
And remember when this was a huge hot button issue, and they came up with the Rooney Rule and all that stuff, and now two guys who didn't deserve to get fired, Brian Flores and David Culley, both out. Now, you mentioned earlier in the show, Byron Leftwich might get a job.
Yeah, Byron Leftwich is the guy that's getting everybody's attention right now and deserves to. I think Eric Bieniemy, I don't know. There just must. I don't know why Eric Bieniemy doesn't get a job, but there's obviously some reason.
Right.
I don't see him on any of the lists.
They say that Andy Reid calls all the plays, and it's not actually Eric Bieniemy. Not that it's I agree with that, but that is what is.
Well, okay. So, Greg, if that's the case, and I know it's not your opinion, you're just giving an opinion, but if that's the case, couldn't I have said the same thing about Zach Taylor?
Yes.
Or Matt LaFleur?
Yes, you could. Absolutely.
Sean McVay calls all the plays.
Yep.
And
or
both
Kevin
those
O'Connell,
guys,
who's the current offensive coordinator, who the Broncos have asked permission to talk to. McVay's calling the plays. Why so many Rams assistants getting a head coaching
and
jobs?
All those guys have been huge successful hits. So there you go.
Wouldn't you think you want somebody from Andy Reid too? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems weird. But David Culley, I mean, I'm glad he's getting paid, but that seems like you get a raw deal.
Suggestion for Oscar Hoats, Paul Rudd. He would be great.
Yeah, he would be good.
He's a good choice.
Do you watch that show, The Shrink Next Door?
Nah, I didn't take with me.
Apparently, it's a true story, and which is pretty crazy, but it was really boring. I don't know about Paul Rudd anymore.
Yeah, that's the one with him and
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Didn't
Wasn't
work
good.
At all for me.
Nope,
didn't work at all.
Very boring.
All right, Bergman, have you – so Laura Rutledge, maybe she'll check in, maybe she won't. You warned me in advance. It might not
Yeah, we'll
out,
see if she calls. If yeah, she calls, we'll get her on.
I like her regardless. She's great.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you, the most hard-hitting, most exciting, honestly thrilling segment of the show, which is Jump Ball. Bergman has carefully crafted a series of interesting and engaging questions.
Did he write that for you?
No, I'm doing this off the top of my head, man.
Right. I should have, though.
We'll see if he brings the A-game. Coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Keyshawn. I appreciate it. And Mace should be back shortly. If not, it's just me and Ireland and Laura.
Yeah.
So they were talking on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning about how the Bulls look like the Suns did last year. All the pieces just kind of fit together. The Suns didn't win it all last year, obviously. Milwaukee did. But are the Bulls, with all these local guys that are from UCLA and USC, are they ready this year, or are they in that 1 year away situation, Ireland?
I think they're probably a year away. Normally there's a process. Last night was a statement game by the Nets. At one point, the Nets led by 38. And it just goes to show you, if the Nets have those three guys, if they have Durant, Kyrie, and Harden, and they're hitting on all cylinders, I'm not sure anybody beats them. I think Philadelphia's good. I think Chicago's good. The team I would say has the best chance to beat them is Miami because of their depth. But I think the Bulls are a year away. What do you think?
I think that they are ready this year, actually, especially with Kyrie not being able to play at home. I mean, if you have home court advantage in the playoffs, and it's a 7-game series, that's 4 games that you don't have Kyrie. And that causes a huge problem.
Well, so, here's a little known fact. Kyrie can play home games, and all it would cost is a small fine to the Nets, and the Nets owner is a billionaire. So when the rubber meets the road, if they want to play Kyrie, they can play him and just pay a small fine. So that book is not closed yet that he could play home games.
Hey, all guys, right. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, I'm on one of the phone apps here.
All right, so
you're like me.
Yeah, do you think the Bulls are ready to compete for a title this year or no?
No, I think they need a year. I saw them last night get their doors blown off by Brooklyn. It doesn't look like that would be much of a match in a 7-game series. So Bulls are Bulls will be there. I could see them as a conference finalist, but I don't think they're going to win the title.
I think it's Miami, Brooklyn in the conference finals, and Brooklyn going to the finals.
Sounds about right. I think Chicago's got a chance to beat Miami, but Brooklyn's definitely going to the conference finals.
All right, so Nicolas Cage doesn't get enough credit for his National Treasure movies. I don't know if you like those, but they are very fun and funny and entertaining. But Disney Plus is giving the franchise the attention it deserves by greenlighting a 10-episode series. It won't be starring Nicolas Cage, though. It's going to be following a younger cast. They didn't say whether or not Cage would make an appearance or not. Are you interested in a National Treasure series that doesn't star Nicolas Cage?
It's very difficult to take a series or take a movie and then do a TV series about it and have it hit. Mace, the one that threw everything off was MASH. Because the TV series was actually even better than the movie.
I agree.
But other than that, where are the examples?
Well, they did a pretty good version of The Da Vinci Code on Peacock that I watched. That was good. It was Robert Langdon and all that stuff. I'm trying to think other movies that have tried.
It's very hard to do. Like, they tried to make Clueless a TV series. It didn't work. They tried to make Animal House a TV series. It didn't work.
But isn't the whole point of National Treasure Nicolas Cage? I mean, Nicolas Cage is a national treasure. He is such a he's such a weird, interesting guy. Like, I saw a movie with him this year called Pig, and he played a guy who had a pig who hunted truffles really well, had a great sense of smell. Somebody stole his pig. It's a little bit like John Wick, and he went to all kinds of lengths to get the person and kill the person who stole his pig. I mean, to me, that's like pure Nicolas Cage. So if you're going to do this show, get Nicolas Cage to do it. He's hilarious.
I love Nicolas Cage. I love those movies. So even if Cage isn't in it, just because how it's treasure hunting and it's fun and there's going to be a whole bunch of entertaining stuff that goes on, I'm still going to watch it.
I don't think National Treasure was a big enough hit.
Oh,
those movies were big, John.
Amazing.
Right, but both of them.
Right, but not with the following of, let's say, like one of your Marvel movies or like Superman or Spider-Man or anything like that. So they're going to need to thread the needle.
Laura? All right, you guys. Laura, your turn. My bad.
It's okay. It's all good. Okay, guys. So I need your guys' opinion. So I was asked out for a drink by the person who gave me the Rams tickets for the last game. I am not interested in a romantic way. I've made that very clear. My question to you guys is, should I still go grab that drink even though he may have other intentions?
So you've told him that you're not interested in him romantically.
Yes.
And yeah.
I mean, not like that straight out, but you know.
Well, how straight out were you? How did you communicate that?
I'm not
that?
Looking to date.
Okay.
Anyone.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I'm not looking to date anyone.
I would go.
Okay.
You never know. All right.
No.
And by the way, if you guys just become friends and you have a good person that's reading the other team's playbook that you can bounce things off of, you're very personable. Unless the guy gives you the creeps, I would absolutely go.
Laura, I would not go because I think you're shining the guy on. You know, when I was single and I used to go to coffee dates from Match.com, there were times where I would literally sit down, have a friendly conversation, and then at the end of it say, you know, this isn't happening here. This is not happening. So I think you're kind of shining the guy on by agreeing to go
really?
To the drink. Unless,
I disagree.
Unless he's very clear, you're going to be in the friend zone. You are not going to get out of the friend zone. You're in the friend zone.
I have everybody in the friend. Like, I don't want nobody right now, and I think I've made that very clear.
Right. And so if you've made that clear, you have nothing to lose. I mean, okay. Did he go to the Ram game with you, or did he just give you the tickets?
No, he had his own thing going on.
Okay, yeah. I would absolutely go. And if you don't like it, you can always bail out. Hey, by the way, if you want me to text you or call you like 15 minutes after this thing starts, just let me know.
I appreciate that, John.
I'll give you the ripcord, and
you
can just pull it. I used to work with this photographer at KUSI when I was in San Diego. And I was working with him all day. I go, what do you got going tonight? We're out shooting a story. And he goes, I got a date, a blind date that a friend of mine set up. And I go, okay, you excited? And he goes, I don't know. It's a blind date. We'll see what happens. And so I see him walking out at 6:30 of the station. And at 7:15, he walks back in. And I said, what happened? And he said, not interested. And I went, but what happened? He said, I walked in, took one look at her, said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, and I walked out. I go, you didn't even sit down? You didn't even fake it? He goes, nope.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
You should at least sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, Mason, at least you put up... You did the dance for 10 minutes and then said it's not happening. I thought that was...
I stayed friendly with a couple of those people. I mean, they did, you know, become friends or friendly. So it did work out. But I mean, you got to make it really clear. You're in the friend zone. Yeah. This isn't happening here. Something like that.
And by the way, Laura, it may turn out that even if you don't date this guy, that you like him and then you become friends with him. So who knows? And if you don't, who cares?
That's true. See, I have a lot of guy friends. So it doesn't. Yeah. I get along more with guys than girls.
I don't know. When you say something like, I'm not looking to date
anyone,
that says to me, I got a chance.
No.
Absolutely. The door is still single? Open at that point.
Yeah. Most people, by the way, Laura, most guys think that.
Yes, exactly. Most guys think that.
If you say, I'm not looking to date, mm-hmm. it's like the old line in Bull Durham. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she hasn't seen my heat.
Oh, God.
You know?
Right, exactly. We can still make it happen.
We all think it's, by the way, it's why like bad quarterbacks and, you know, like bad basketball players keep landing on other teams. Cause coaches think, well, I get him in my system. He's going to be great. Yeah. Not so much.
Mm, okay.
Right, so a lot of information though. But let us know how you play.
By the way, I don't think we've helped you at all. We gave you like three different windows on this thing. I think you should be clueless about what to do.
Completely agree.
So do what you want to do, Laura. That's really how it's going to go down. All right, you guys are picking.
Follow your heart, Laura. Follow your heart.
Exactly. I don't got Listen one. To you. Listen to you. You guys are picking the 49ers this weekend and kind of feel like they are a for real team.
Well, I do.
Jimmy Garoppolo is in an interesting situation. He's the starter, but Trey Lance is the number 3 overall pick, and even Jimmy has admitted he's been looking over his shoulder all season long. How far does Jimmy need to go in order to stay in San Fran, or is it basically just done?
It's a great question. You know what this is, Mace? It's Alex Smith when Patrick Mahomes was in the waiting. But, you know, remember
good comparison.
Alex Smith started 6-0, and they just said, well, we can't play Mahomes as a rookie. Alex Smith is too good. They went deep into the playoffs, didn't make it to the Super Bowl, and then they just let Alex Smith go. I think Garoppolo probably needs to make it to the NFC Championship game, or else they're going to cut bait at the end of the year because they can't afford to pay two quarterbacks. I think it's going to play out exactly how the Alex Smith situation played out in Kansas City. Garoppolo will go to the open market, and then he can go to one of these teams that's desperate for a quarterback.
Yeah, go to Denver.
He can go to Denver, or he can go to the Raiders, or not the Raiders.
Not the Raiders.
He can go to
Houston.
Houston is in desperate need of a quarterback. New Orleans, are they going to let Taysom Hill play? Are they going to bring it? I mean, there's some other jobs out there.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think he's done. You don't invest that much in a quarterback like Trey Lance and take him number 3 overall and not get him onto the field, at least in year 2. So I think Jimmy G, I think they've got one win in them. I don't think I don't think they will get through the divisional round because they would have to go to Green Bay if they do beat Dallas. So Jimmy G is probably done, and I think Trey Lance will be their starting quarterback next year.
Wouldn't Jimmy G make sense in Pittsburgh until they figure out what they're going to do?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, that's a good call.
You know, if Big Ben retires, bring in Jimmy G for 1 or 2 years, figure out what you're going to do, and go from there. So I think – but to answer your original question, Greg, I think he's got to make it to the NFC Championship game.
All right. So thank you. I tend to call Mason every day while he's in line at Starbucks. It's a good timing, I guess.
Yes, it is. A good time to catch me.
Yeah. Well, Starbucks was trending on TikTok with a man that ended a 23-person pay-it-forward streak. 23 people paid for the person's bill behind them until one man refused. He had a $6 order, and the car behind him had a $46 order. And he said, I'm not paying for that $46 order. So was the man right or wrong for ending that pay-it-forward streak?
Completely acceptable behavior to not pay for a $46 order. I probably wouldn't have wanted to break the streak. I probably would have kept. How long was it? Would you say 23 people?
23 people.
Yeah, I probably would have kept it rolling.
It's cool when it happens. Now, Ireland, you don't go through drive-thru. Have you ever been in one of those?
No.
They're actually really fun. It feels like very community building and stuff like that. But $46 is a big, big tab at Starbucks. I understand why the guy broke the streak. But it is cool when you get into those one and everybody starts paying for everybody. It's actually really cool.
Now, I would have kept the streak going. Greg, would you have for 46?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I would have been annoyed with my $6, but I would have paid the 46.
What number would it have had to get to before you say no?
60? Probably. No, I probably would have done that. Anything under 100, I probably would have done.
You went to 95?
100?
Yeah, wow. I would have. Yeah, I think I would have.
Y'all get paid too much money, man.
No, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with that. Like, there was a guy outside of Starbucks here at LA Live, and I asked him. He was a homeless guy. He's like, "Hey, can you just buy me something?" I was like, "Sure, come on in." Okay. And he racked up like a $50 bill.
Okay, but that's different. Point,
I still did it because it was still
different.
Pretty nice.
That's so different. That's a homeless guy.
Yeah, well, that is so different. I guess so.
This is just somebody in the car behind you.
Yeah, that's so different. My friend.
If
had
it keeps
this
it going. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just think that it depends what it's for. Like may something like that is not tax deductible, right? So if you get it over 100, then you're making it real. Like I gave $100 to something last week that I don't know if it's tax deductible. There was an ESPN reporter in Chicago who passed away, and they had a GoFundMe for his son. So I sent his son $100, but I don't know if that's tax deductible or not. But I would think a thing like Starbucks, you couldn't even argue it, right?
No. Mm-hmm. You're not getting a – Starbucks is not a 501c3, and neither is the guy right behind you in line. Nope. So, that's not tax deductible.
So you're just – Greg, the fact that you would do it for 95 is that –
you're a real high roller.
Yeah. Right?
No, it has nothing to do with high roll. I don't roll at all.
I think I'm at 50. Okay, I'll keep it rolling for 50. Mace, how about you?
I think anything over 30, I'm like done.
You'd be out for the 40.
Because I'm getting a sandwich that costs $4.40.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I'm going to pay $30 because the guy behind me is ordering a bunch. Sorry, not going to do it.
Yeah, no. My friend was in this dilemma. He rarely goes to Starbucks, went to Starbucks, had like, I think he said it was like a $5-$6 order. And they were doing the pay it forward. And then the next one was like, the girl goes, "Hey, they're doing this." You know, they paid for his coffee. And he had a $70-something order. And he was like, "I ain't doing that. Like, no, I'm not doing that." And for me, I've done it, but I'm not paying no $70. Sorry, not sorry.
Not unreasonable.
There is a line. There is a line.
Yeah.
All right, Bergman, is that it?
Yeah, it's time to go.
Okay, time to go. Dramatic ending to Jump Ball. It always goes right down to the wire. Somebody sinks a jumper right at the very end.
By the way, interesting rumor about the Lakers and the trade market that I'll share with you coming up.
Yeah, okay, good. We got that coming up. Also, we got the Fez coming up at 3:15. We'll do a little gambling. I got a couple of prop bets I want to make. And I'll tell you about the bet I made that Ireland thinks is stupid and Bergman thinks is stupid, but I think it's going to be a winner this weekend. Oh, it's a genius bet. Genius bet. That is coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.